and sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. And a man who came across him when walking in the town gave him a supercilious stare, or passed with noses in the air.
Why, that looks just like Old Bailey Strumfuffy on Grimdark Lane.
Be careful around him, lads.
He'll slit your kneecaps in a jiff. Kneecap blood, love it.
Because he chased me down all the time and pinned me with other people's crimes. Every time I see you two, it ruins my day. Do it or else I'll slit your kneecaps.
Yes, and after accosting me, he headed toward the market district.
Alien, with respect, that's too strong a word. Puzzling, I admit. This is really none of my business. It concerns only you and Mr. Fogg. But if it were about my wife, then I would not consider the Indian jungle to be the right place to stay.
What's the matter?
Hush. Shh. Look. There.
What do you mean? Oh, good Lord, is that?
A full-grown tiger.
Did you not notice the tiger, Mr. Fogg? You almost became his dinner.
It was Mrs. Fogg's presence of mind that saved your life. You could have made a career in the army, Mrs. Fogg.
I told you. I can understand you very well, Colonel.
And I understand you a little better now. I take my hat off to you, madam.